I have a guest joining us here on the phone this morning. Jerry Schrader joins us from up in the Elkhorn area. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Hey, I know that you folks, the local veterans up in that area, are working on a project to help commemorate all that's done. And it's been ongoing for a while. I know you've raised some pretty decent funds toward that so far, right?
Right. Yeah, we've actually been working on it for about 4 or 5 years now. Maybe about, at least 5 years probably by now. Just off and on, you know, we started out by trying to find a place to put a memorial and had to locate a spot, and then we got that located, and then, of course, getting the funds raising started and some plans, and it all takes time, you know, so that's kind of where we are right now. We're still kind of in the process. We got part of the project started. We got the lot, and we got some things going. We got a mural started on the wall next to the project, and hopefully we'll be doing some construction on the grounds this spring and then get some granite structures put up this summer sometime.
So. Yeah. Well, hey, for those who aren't familiar with that particular project up front, can you talk a little bit about where it's located?
Yeah, it's located, it was a vacant lot, really, right on the center of town, crossroads, as you go through Elkhorn going north. It's right by the fire station there, if you know where that's at, and then go west to the museum, and you take the road to go east to Exara, so it's right on that center intersection there.
Okay.
So it'll once it's finished, I think it'll be a nice addition to the town.
What will it look like?
Well, we've had a part of the delays to deal with, you know, I've kind of personally taken involvement in it by designing some plans and so on, and the original plan had a stage effect on it, but it became kind of an expensive project, so we kind of scaled it down and redesigned it more into a kind of a pocket park look. But it's going to have some granite structures. It's going to have a retaining wall around behind. It's going to have some landscaping and an old patio effect. And the kind of a centerpiece really right now is, I think it's going to be the mural that we have being painted on the wall right next, on the building right next to it. And it's a mural that depicts basically a history of all the veterans, all the wars that we've been involved in as a country since the Revolutionary War all the way through up till the present time. And so you can almost just sit there and get a history lesson of all the conflicts we've been involved in and so on.
Yeah.
It's surely a pretty neat deal.
Yeah, well, really important stuff, too.
Yeah.
Well, I know the local American Legion post is really the driving force here behind this.
Right.
Was this a joint decision, or did somebody just come up with an idea one day to do something?
Well, the post had kind of been throwing the idea around several years ago, and they finally just decided we needed to do something. And, of course, then once the decision to do something is the easiest part, you know, then you have to go and try to figure out what you're going to do and where you're going to do it. And that's where the details start getting in the way, you know. But so the main thing was we wanted to constructed a veteran's memorial to honor any veteran that anywhere really, but didn't even have to be from Elkhorn. We'll have granite, so have names and so on on it, and you can donate $50 and have your name on the granite and so on, and we'll have several things like that in there that you can donate for and put your name on it. But it basically is to honor veterans, and that's our main goal.
Do you have a kind of a price tag on this then?
Well, originally our original plan was going to be like $120,000 before we got all done with it. Now we're probably looking at 80-some thousand. We've already probably spent 20-some thousand, around $20,000 on it in various forms now. So I'd say we've got around $60,000-$65,000 left to spend on it to get it finished.
So how's fundraising going?
Well, I think we've got about half of that in the bank, and we need to raise about the 30 or 35,000. The biggest thing we're kind of needing right now is the granite structures. We had a few granite, structures around the one area by the retaining wall that we'll have where the flags and stuff are. That's the expensive part. That's going to be the main holdup to really get it finished. But we've got enough money. I think we can go ahead and get some lighting in and get some of the groundwork done, the patios and those sort of things done, maybe this spring or summer. So hopefully by fall, my goal is by fall we can have it completely, totally, you know. So.
Have you had some pretty big donors so far?
Most of it's just been little donations here and there, you know. And then we've had a few grants where we've got 1,000 or 2 at a time, but most of it's just been just kind of minimal, you know, just small grants or small donations.
Have you been real aggressive in trying to get money, or are you just kind of throwing the word out there?
Just kind of throwing the word out. They have sent some letters out to alumni and different things in the past, but basically we haven't done a lot of real aggressive fundraising yet. It seems to be kind of coming in gradually enough that I guess it hasn't been that urgent to do that, but it's just there's so many things out there that so many organizations looking for ways to make money that it's just kind of hard to find a time and a place to get your little project in the way, you know, in the market there. So that's part of it too. But
sure. Well, I notice, I mean, I know you have to walk before you can run, and you're trying to get this particular project done, but
right.
Judging from the location and what's available in that area, it sounds like it could develop into something even bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll just be, to me, it's just a nice attraction that people come in and go visit the museum or whatever. It's just right there in the corner where people can see it, and it'll just make a nice, just improve the downtown feel, you know, just give it kind of a nice park feeling there, and it could spin off from there to create some other things, and at least I'm kind of looking at that way. It's just kind of a first step thing.
Sure. So who's doing the work on it?
Well, we're just going to use local contractors for the landscaping and cement and patio parts, and then Chris Kopic is a local guy that is doing the painting, the mural part. So he's been doing that. He started on it a couple of years ago, and the way that works, he goes up at night and kind of broadcasts casts an image on the wall and kind of sketches it, and then with an overhead projector type thing, and then he goes up during the day and paints it, and then at night he goes projects another image and paints the next image the next day. And so it takes time and has to work around weather, and a couple of years ago we had a lot of rainy weather, didn't get started till midsummer, and then he's had some other issues, so it's kind of been working on that little by little, but should have that done this spring, he's figuring. So
yeah, it's not like repainting the living room, is
no.
it?
And it takes a pretty good talent to do that. So
absolutely, and it takes time, of course, to do it, and then do it well, also.
Yeah, and it's very. We've had a lot of good comments on that, so I think that's going to be a nice attraction.
So will it really start to pick up? Will folks see a lot of activity here when the weather starts to turn?
Yeah, we're planning on doing part of construction. You mean? And
mm-hmm.
That's the next. It's coming up real quick. We got to get some stuff done here now pretty soon this spring.
Sure. So it's important to get those funds collected.
My goal had been to try to get some of this done by Tivoli Fest, which is Memorial Day weekend, but I don't think we're going to quite get it all done by that time. Maybe by fall we'll have it pretty well wrapped up, I think. So.
Sure. Well, for folks who might be listening and might think it sounds like a pretty good idea, how do I make a donation myself? How can they do that?
Well, probably just send it to the American Legion post 322, I believe it is. I can't even remember the number right offhand. 322, I think. But the American Legion Post in Elkhorn, Iowa, in care of Jim Sporleader. And I don't have his exact address, but
okay.
I'd get it to him.
Okay, actually, I do have his address
okay.
here. We're in pretty good shape.
That'd be the best way to do it.
Yeah, so again, if you want to do that, Jim Sporleader, you can catch him. American Legion is post 322, and the address is 2207 Park Street, 2207 Park Street in Elkhorn, 51531 is the zip. And you can also reach him on the phone at 764-5101 if you'd like to know any more information or how to get those donations to there properly. So very good. Well, good project. It's a lot of fun. It's good to see those kinds of things. It's just another attraction for folks when they visit the Danish villages to stop by and take a look at.
Okay.
Great. Thanks
a
lot,
you.
Jerry.
You betcha.